Station, 98 BXY.
All right, time to get a checkup from the neck up. What's up, guys? It's Moose, it's Breezy, it's Friday, and we're just... those good vibes. 585-252-9800 if you guys want to be a part of the show. We'd love for you to weigh in this morning. Breeze, who's here?
Nico and Steve are here. Hey-o! Good morning and happy Friday from Nico and Steven. Vibes are all the way up for a three-day weekend. We're going to Stony Brook on Saturday. Love you both so much.
Stony Brook.
Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Okay. You guys, too.
Go spend that cash, Nico and Steve.
Send it.
We love you guys.
Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. Amy? Vibes are great. Excited to celebrate my husband's 50th surprise party this weekend. I hope I was supposed to read that. Nate, are you listening?
Wait, she wrote it.
She wrote it. Along with our family trip. Have a great trip, Moose.
Thank you.
Breezy, enjoy your weekend. I really hope Nate's not listening. My vibes for today are high.
That's
because
good.
Because honestly, like, we're the only show here, and it just proves time and time again we are the hardest working radio show in Rochester. Like,
constantly.
No days off.
Constantly patting yourself on the back.
As we take two weeks off, like coming up here.
It's constant. I'm glad the vibes are up for you this morning. It is going to be fall vibes this morning, you guys. 64 for the high today. It's like 55 out right now. It's a little chilly start. But I got to tell you, it feels a little refreshing. Leaving home this morning, walking out on the streets, downtown Rochester.
Pop off.
There was a certain smell in the air. I couldn't figure out where it was coming from. I checked the bottom of my shoe. Wasn't that? But
what was said smell?
We don't know. Maybe my upper lip. I don't know. Vibes are through the roof. It's my parents' 45th wedding anniversary tomorrow. We might celebrate with them. I'm doing lunch with my buddy today. Big lunch guy.
Huge lunch guy.
And then Sunday, I'm going to chill and try to decompress. I haven't packed yet for Italy. I have to do that.
Perfect.
But I mean, what do I bring? I don't even know what I'm supposed to pack. What I did yesterday was, you know that Stanley Tucci show where he explores Italy and he's just kind of going around and trying all the foods and meeting all the people? Well, the spots I was going to, I watched those episodes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, yeah, they dress like me. I have linen. I have sweaters. And then I'm checking the weather and it's like some of the days are going to be like 88, 80. But... damn. I don't want to show up to Rome with socks up to my knees with cargo shorts. It's disrespectful. I'm not going to do it.
You wearing a snowsuit in the middle of the summer is crazy. You're like, I just don't want to be cold. I don't want to be chilled.
Tommy Bechtold said vibes are through the roof this morning. Our boy Tommy.
Yeah, because he's replacing you. So. He's literally coming for your job.
I know he is.
I know, you guys. So just so everybody knows... the skinny. Moose is obviously going to be in Italy. But don't worry. We're going to keep the content fresh and tight for you for your back to school vibes. We got some really fun people coming on. So
yeah.
You're going to love it. We're in great hands. I just learned how to run the board yesterday. So
Breezy is going to sit in the captain's chair.
Everything's going to go swimmingly.
Yeah. Well, at
least... I push one button. I'm like, all right, I'm an expert. He's like, that's simply not how that works, but sounds good.
That's great. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can also stream us live on that free Odyssey app. And coming up, we'll tell you why some Rochester City School District staff have not been paid in nearly 2 months due to technical issues. Can you imagine? Especially when you're on your last dime. You're like, why haven't I gotten paid this week? You should see it sometime in the next 2 months. Oh, right, of course. We'll talk about all of that and the frustration coming up next on the show.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
BXY Mornings. on the number one hit music station.
98 PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Happy Friday, you guys. So, word on the street is some Rochester City school district staff have not been paid in nearly 2 months due to technical issues with the new management system. And the district transitioned to what it's called. It's called Oracle, which is a new financial software. And it's caused a ton of payroll problems affecting hundreds of employees. I mean, who wouldn't panic after not receiving a paycheck in over 2 months?
Well, I mean, it's the best time to do it, though, because it's not like they're in school. So some of them aren't getting paid anyway, unless you space out your paycheck throughout
the year. This is not just teachers we're talking about, though. This is everybody who's a staff member in the school district. President of the Rochester Teachers Association says a whole lot of people working for the district are either not getting paid or not getting paid accurately or in a timely way. So all back pay should be resolved and in the person's bank account by September 19th, if not earlier. That's still, what, 20 days away?
Yeah.
People are not happy in complaining that sometimes it takes 5 days, a week, or longer to get a paycheck from the district, or in this case, two months. So, for one, this is illegal because they need to get their crap together. One employee said a lot of people are paycheck to paycheck. So, when we're missing a paycheck and it doesn't come when it's expected, and we have rent due and we have kids, it can be a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And the district previously stated that paychecks would go out as scheduled next Friday, but confidence among staff remains low.
Jiminy Cricks.
I'll never forget a similar situation happened with me where I was waiting for over 2 weeks for my next paycheck because I was on my last dime and I finally got it and it was almost $250 short. It's such a deflating feeling, especially when you're counting on it.
Happens all the time.
A lot of people count money before they even have it.
Yeah.
It's like, I have this coming in, I have this, and then when it doesn't show up, it's like, well, I already spent it.
Yeah.
Back into the red.
Yeah.
All right, coming up on the show, school is starting next week, and this was news to me yesterday. So we have a girl that came into the studio. Her name was Jillian. She's going to be a senior this year at Mercy High School. She was shadowing Breezy and I. And she brought up the fact that seniors are doing this one thing. And it's not just at one particular school. It's everywhere. I never did this when I was a senior in high school. And it's, how would you explain this? It's very...
Is it
niche?
It's juvenile, you know?
I mean, it's not the word I was going to use, but sure.
It is. I mean, I think that when you're at this stage of your life, I personally and my friends acted, honestly, the complete opposite is this.
Right.
And it's kind of weird for this generation below us because I feel like they always tend to act or want to be older than what they are. And this goes against everything that they stand for when it comes to beating their face with... you know, $150 makeup. But we'll get into it and tell you what it is coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Well, Ariana Grande is switching positions for us again.
She's always switching positions. She's loving it.
It's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy. Happy Friday. Yesterday, we had a girl by the name of Jillian in the studio with us. She
was called her Gianna. We don't know.
I don't know why. She was sitting in on the show and was shadowing Breezy and I. It was probably the worst experience of her life. But she's going to be a senior at Mercy this year. And I asked her a very simple question. Are you excited to get a new backpack for your first day of school? And she says, yeah, I just got a brand new Hello Kitty backpack. And I was
like side-eyeing her like, okay, pop all the way off.
I thought... going to Mercy, being a senior, she's very well put together. I'm like, let me guess, you're getting a Louis?
She's like, I got my brand new Gucci backpack.
Right. No, she got a Hello Kitty. And apparently, this is a thing.
Yeah.
All seniors are doing it each year. They buy a backpack that's more childish, if you will.
I guess when you turn, what is it, 17, 18, and go off to your senior year of high school, no matter what school you're at, I mean, Mercy... Irondequoit, Brighton, you name it, seniors are basically paying homage to their younger years and getting a backpack that they would get when they were in elementary school. And it's like, whether it be Hello Kitty, Paw Patrol, something.
Dora the Explorer.
Yeah, something that's like very kiddish and juvenile. And I don't really understand why. I don't get the I don't get the whole lore here, but it's probably something they saw on TikTok.
Well, it's all over TikTok. And this is something all seniors do each year, is they buy a backpack like this. And I didn't know it was a thing because I graduated quite a few years ago. And yes, I got my diploma. It's hanging up on my wall next to my MCC degree. I'm a proud graduate.
So if you Google senior year kids backpacks, this is what pops up.
I see it. Yeah, so that's wild.
It's Little Mermaid, Jojo Siwa, Peppa the Pig, My Little Pony, Powerpuff Girls, Hello Kitty, One Direction. Like, the list goes on.
Power Rangers for the guys. On.
See, yeah, I wonder if guys do this, though. Actually, I doubt it, but...
Oh, I think the guys are doing it, too. They see the girls doing it. They're like, oh, am I doing this right? Like me.
Yeah, literally.
go to prom with me. I was a JanSport guy. I had one backpack, I kid you not, from freshman year of high school all the way until I finished college. The same backpack. You want to do a marketing campaign around the durability of JanSport? That thing was incredible. No tears, no rips. I still have that backpack at home in my closet. That thing is like 26 years old. I'll sell it. If anybody wants it, I'll sell it for like $500.
This is crazy. So this is nuts. Basically, why they're doing this is because they want to go back in time and... They're on the cusp of adulthood, but they don't want to grow up just yet.
You're just at the edge. Let's go over to Carmen on hold. What's up, buddy?
What's up, guys?
What up?
Good morning. Back in my day, we bundled all our books together and carried them like men and women uphill. We didn't have backpacks.
Oh, shut up. You're so full of crap.
I don't remember having a backpack. Because what would we have had? Like Thundercats, Star Wars backpacks? We would have never done that.
Would you tie a string? Did you tie a string around all your books and walk uphill barefoot?
You peg me as a messenger bag guy. You do.
I honestly don't remember seeing people with backpacks in high school.
What?
Wrong. I hope somebody from 86 calls in because I don't remember it.
You know what, Carmen? Now that you mention that, any 70s and 80s horror movie I've ever watched, all these kids are walking through the hallway holding their books.
Yeah, we're all holding books. Nobody's got backpacks.
They're
right?
They're clenching their textbooks, and then all of a sudden, Brad comes up and shoves Sally from behind, and her glasses go flying, and the books are scattered everywhere.
Get the books out of their hand as they're walking. You mail the books out of their hand.
He's like, "Move it, beat it, loser!"
Right.
And then, every 80s movie, every 90s movie, and then she just takes her glasses off, and they're like, oh, "She's stunning.
Gorgeous. She's gorgeous." That's all it took was her to take her.
Guys, we didn't have cool cartoons to wear on backpacks. I mean, we had Thundercats, He-Man, but nobody was gonna do that. You know what I'm saying?
Did you even have locker mates?
Did we have what? No. Locker mates? No, we had mirrors that we taped to the inside of our lockers.
Oh, my God. Sounds ratchet. But honestly, when I got to high school, that was the biggest shift because we did start carrying backpacks. We didn't carry backpacks in middle school because we just used our lockers. We'd carry them home and to school. But in high school, you had so many more books and binders and everything that you had to carry a backpack.
I think the most frustrating part of high school was them making you put brown paper bags around your books to protect them.
Oh, dude, we did that all the time.
What are you talking about? Yeah. I had the coolest book covers ever.
Yeah, I was using paper bags from Wegmans. I couldn't do it. It was very difficult. Carmen, we love you, buddy. Have the best
Friday. You're struggling financially at the age of 17. Oh, mine were stunning.
Weekend, guys.
Right, bye, Carmen. You too, man. What's next? Are we bringing back DVD? Actually, that's, as I mention it myself, cassettes are back.
Yeah, cassettes are back.
Which is so weird. Are cassette players obviously back too?
First cassette tape, go.
I think it was like NSYNC. Backstreet Boys?
I know mine.
One of the two.
Here's mine. anyone remember the Mighty Mighty Bosstones? I pulled my mom into FYE in the mall. I was like, you gotta buy me this. This was the first cassette tape.
It wasn't even a thought yet.
No, you were three years old. This was 90, I think it was 97. I don't remember. Maybe it was Michael Jackson Thriller. But this was it, man. I love the Mighty Mighty Bosstones. Whatever happened to FYE?
Not me, 3 years old, twerking to that song.
98PXY traffic.
Smooth start on this Friday morning. Thruway moving well in both directions. 490 through Pittsburgh, you're moving at posted speeds from the thruway into downtown. Even those eastbound lanes look good in the area. 390, no delays from the thruway up to 490. 490 on the west side looks good as you head into downtown through gates. I'm Alan Carr with the latest from the Barnes Firm Traffic Center. Injured, call 1-800-8-MILLION. That's 1-800-800-0000.
It's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon, right here on 98PX.